It's 3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT Bozeman and KGLZ East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. It's my turn. Ron Sanchez taking over the seat. And pushing Tim Tate out the door. And moving on. Got something to do here. It's my turn. So let me do it. KGLT is supported by Alara Jewelry, locally grown, nationally known jeweler offering innovative fine jewelry handcrafted by individual artists using recycled precious metals, custom shop designs, repairs, appraisals, and heirloom jewelry reproduction services available. Open daily at 42 West Main, right there in downtown Bozeman, or online at alarajewelry.com. On-site energy, a Bozeman-based solar power contractor specializes in project development, design and installation, owned and operated by a nationally certified solar professionals with over a decade of experience serving Montana. On the web at onsiteenergy.com or by phone 406-551-6135. And last but not least, the Western Cafe, Bozeman's last best cafe, locally owned and operated for nearly a century, serving homemade breakfast and lunch daily from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m., supporting local farms and ranches as well as community environmental preservation, located at 443 East Main in Bozeman, in downtown Bozeman. Weather. We're supposed to be getting some snow here. Let me clue you in. They're pushed back to 6 o'clock now. We should be seeing some snow. Today, low of 27 overnight. Saturday, tomorrow, more snow with a high of 29, and Sunday cooling down to 24 with a 30% chance of snow. And then again, Tuesday and Wednesday, you can expect some snow and cold temps. Wednesday night, it's going to be going to be 2 degrees, and Thursday, minus 5. So a little more blasted weather, and I hope we get some white stuff. Backyard's looking awfully bare and soggy right now. Can't have that yet. A little too early for spring, so yes. Am I already here? Yes. The 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at the newsstands around Bozeman, with Seattle Center Big Sky online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store. And.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, Emily McIlroy's Light Inside the Body is at the Emerson Center. The Bozeman Split Fest runs through the weekend at the fairgrounds. Matt Miller plays at the Sack and Three Forks. Cole and the Thorns play at the Jump. The Celtic Quintet is at Valhalla Meadery. Portland's Andrew Slater performs at Last Best Comedy. It's Jazz Night at Red Tractor Pizza. It's Uncorked and Unplugged Night at Blend. Sam Platt and the Plainsmen are at Stacy's in Gateway. The Craig Hall Trio plays jazz at The Independent in Big Sky. And the Wood Brothers perform at The Elm. On Saturday, Last Best Comedy offers the Revival Comedy Writing Workshop. Biome Slowcraft Collective has a Business 101 class for artists. MSU Men's Basketball plays Northern Colorado at Brick Breeden. Tessie Williams plays at the Sack and Three Forks. Grandma plays at Red Tractor Pizza. Bourbon hosts at Back to 90s Party. Maggie Hickman performs at the Single Barrel Bar. Matt Miller is at Stacy's in Gateway. And in Big Sky, Nobantu performs at the Warren Miller. And the Independent Songwriter Showcase hosts Amanda Stewart and Peter King. In Livingston, Bonnie and Clyde the Musical is at the Shane LaLanne, and the Blue Slipper Theater presents Talk to Me Like the Rain, short plays by Tennessee Williams, through the weekend. It's open mic night at Pine Creek Lodge. In Helena this weekend, the Wilbur Raymond Trio performs at the Montana Club, and Grounded by George Berant is at the Helena Avenue Theater. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
There you go. I think that's all you need to know going into the weekend. From here on out, it's music.
skies in South California. There's a wounded rocket flying high, heading homeward. It came from a hollow under a hill, and soon there'll be nobody left to kill in California. We'll be right back.
Some muscular music there. That's Phil Manzanera and his band from the album K-Scope. And I was just going to look and see who's playing on that. I suspect it's, Simon Phillips, Bill McCormick, and Francis Monkman there. Simon Phillips, incredible drummer. I saw him with Jack Bruce and Jeff Beck, and he toured with The Who and such. And then I think he fell into some bad habits and sort of squandered his career, but I think he's back in good shape, and he does drum school things. Amazing guy. He's pretty young, too, when he was doing that. Very talented, ambidextrous. One of those guys that was a joy to watch. A lot of drummers make it look like work, and they move their arms too much. He just did it. And it shows there in that great song. That was called End Shift from the album K-Scope. And Phil Manzanera, while he was with Roxy Music and afterwards, he did some really great solo records, and that was one of them. What was all there? Start off with Shelly Mann. Plays Peter Gunn. I don't know if you ever get back to ancient TV, but there's a show called Peter Gunn. You know the song, but that's a TV show. A detective, a private eye, and it was a great little compact show, half an hour series, and it was centered around a little divey bar, Mother's, and Shelly Mann and his men were the house band there with Lola Albright singing with them, and they played live. They did live stuff on that in their little segments. Oh, it was great. Just fantastic. And that turned up an album of their compositions, or their performances from that, written by Henry Mancini, of course. Great one. Nice score. Made my day. You heard Dreamsville from that album. R.E.M. from ways back, their first big Warner Brothers album, Green. You heard I Remember California. Flash in the Pan, some Australian guys via England and such. Van Dyne Young, that was the first of a series of records they did as Flash in the Pan. They did records under a lot of different names after the Easy Beats, and they helped put together what became AC/DC. And that was from the debut, and just called Flash in the Pan. You heard California, and that's actually one of those great sleeper records, just fantastic, from the late 70s, very early 80s. I think it's a late 70s record. It must be. Kremen Godley from their album L, as in Learners. If you've ever been to England, you'll see the big red L on the back of cars. That's because it's a learner, and that's a reference to that album. Godley and Kremen were original members of 10cc, and they went off to do some pretty arty things on their own, and TV commercials. Some really fantastic stuff they did. You heard Hit Factory from that album. Split Enz themselves from them in New Zealand, known as Corroboree, is a Waiata here. You heard Walking Through the Ruins. And Phil Manzanera and Split Enz have a connection. Manzanera reproduced their first album for international release, Mental Notes, and several of the members, including Neil Finn and Tim Finn, sing on that Manzanera album. Yeah. Cross-pollinating, and those two work together well. Wow, that was a huge long set. A Bob Irwin type set, 34-minute opening blast. So I think I'll just drop in here real quickly and tell you the Dalians have landed. Daily Coffee and Eatery located in Bozeman's Kenry District with indoor seating and the newly refreshed outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app. Information and more online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. And something quick, yeah.
On March 30th, the Bozeman Film Society presents Parallel Mothers at the Ellen Theater. Directed by Pedro Almodovar and starring Penelope Cruz, Parallel Mothers introduces two women, single and accidentally pregnant, as they walk the hospital corridors, one exultant without regrets, the other scared and repentant. Tickets available at BozemanFilmSociety.org. Parallel Mothers, 7:30 p.m., Wednesday, March 30th, at the Ellen Theater in downtown Bozeman.
Keep him flickering.
I don't know if you're keeping track, but last week was a pretty rough week in the music world. A lot of heavyweights and lesser-known artists passed away, and a couple of friends of mine did too, which was really shocking. People younger than me, it's always upsetting. And one of the heavyweights that we lost was a guy named Gary Brookers. You know his voice. You may not know his name. You know his voice from the song Whiter Shade of Pale. He wrote the music for that and sang it, and was carried on the Procol Harum band name until just now. The band was playing until pretty recently. I saw Procol Harum quite a few times, and there's always that question, well, were they any good? Procol Harum was one of the best live bands of the era, and they made at least three classic albums and a couple more after that that were stellar. And they're always great live. Robin Trower was a guitar player early on, and then Dave Ball for a short period, and then a guy named Mick Grabham. And they had arguably one of the best drummers of the era, B.J. Wilson. This is from 1971. They've been doing a really good job of reissuing the Procol Harum catalog and giving you lots of extra stuff, including live concerts, several famous radio concerts, and this is one of them.
This one looks like we're doing a lot of title tracks tonight. We only need one to go. This one is from Salty Dog, and it is the Salty Dog or a Salty Dog.
mast and rowed from ship to shore. The captain cried, we sailors wept, our tears were tears.
had to get the train from Potsdamer Platz. You never knew that I could do that, just walking the day. Sitting in the jungle, I remember the stars. A man lost in time near Cardiff, just walking the dead. Some people crossbars and book fingers are crossed just in case, walking the dead.
Finish up with David Bowie from his penultimate album, Another Day. You heard Why Are We Here? And a couple other favorites. Start off with the Procol Harum live version of Salty Dog, and Jackie Lomax, a Liverpool guy, a Beatles guy. His one album for Apple Records was called Is This What You Want? You heard Sunset, one of those great lost records. It's sort of the missing companion to the White Album in a lot of ways. And nobody cared. Shame. It's 3:50. I got some more songs to play, so I'm going to stop just for a second. And, I think I've stopped long enough to tell you what I played. A lot of mail action last week at my house. I sent away for stuff in bursts, and a bunch of things showed up. And this was one of them. I buy singles at the thrift stores and wherever I find them. And I picked up a couple of singles by a guy named Elvin Cash, and I just filed them away, not thinking much. And my friend in Chicago, James Porter, said, Twine Time, that's one. And I had another Twine Time, but not Twine Time. And apparently the Twine was a dance step. Elvin Cash was a dancer. And he made some records, but he wasn't primarily a singer or anything. But he did this, and I guess there's bootleg copies of this album for some reason, or cheap old pressings. But I got a good one, and it's a fun record.
it with my bare hand, knowing all the time that I'm on the losing end. Ooh, can't you find another way of doing it, baby? Can't you? Way of doing it, baby, can't you?